Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dee Heaton, and she is the executive director of the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. You always have interesting things going on at the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. And the first one we want to talk about is kind of the middle of November. So let's start with that.
It is. We have a Christian pop artist, Josh Wilson. He's coming on Saturday, November 16th at 7 p.m. Really excited for this great concert.
And tell me a little more about him. Where is he coming from? Does he bring a group, or just a little more about him?
He's doing a solo concert. They actually call it a sing concert. So he has a looping pedal. So he'll play like the drums, and then he will record the bass over that, and then he might sing some harmony and record that, and then he likes to talk about how he writes his music.
Oh, good, good.
So he started playing piano, guitar, and drums when he was 9 years old, and now he will play over 20 different instruments on this concert.
So he has many skills. I mean, just that first part about putting all of that together, that's a great skill. And then he has all this other musical ability. So somebody we can really appreciate, and also it sounds like he maybe has some original music that he does.
Yes, he writes most of his own songs. He's had top 10 hits on Billboard's Hot Christian Songs since 2006. And they include Savior Please, I Refuse, Carry Me, Dream Small, and his latest release, It's Okay Not to Be Okay, is really climbing the charts right now.
Very interesting. You can kind of get in on his success in a way by pushing that along. And I'm guessing he will have some CDs for sale.
I'm pretty sure he will,
yeah. It would be a smart thing to do. I'm sure he's going to do that. So, again, that is on Saturday, November 16th. At what time does that begin?
At 7 o'clock. The VIP tickets, which are the closest to the stage, are $30, and the rest are $20, and all seats are reserved. And you can get your tickets on our website, CorningOperaHouse.com, or you can call me at the office, 641-418-8037.
Okay, and you have website, and you have Facebook also?
We do have Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, so if you're into that technology, hey, easily available. Otherwise, you can give Dee a call, and we'll have that number here again at the end of the program. But you have other things going on that we want to talk about besides November 16th, because you have to plan ahead a while, and you've been doing that.
We do. We have one on this Saturday, November 2nd, which is our holiday boutique. And the Opera House has over 20 home-based and craft vendors from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And some of those are Avon, Color Street, Essential Bodywear, Hemp, LuLaRoe, Mirabella, Norwax, Pampered Chef, Pink Zebra, Scentsy, Tupperware, Usborne, Essential Oils, and other ones.
Okay, good time to come and visit Corning, visit the Corning Opera House, and get some of your Christmas shopping done. So, good.
And then in December, we have a couple concerts. We have Joseph Hall doing his Christmas Elvis Rock and Remember show on December 7th at 7 o'clock. And those tickets are $20 and $25. And then about a week later, we have the music of Vince Guaraldi. This is all the Charlie Brown Peanuts cartoon music by Donovan Johnson and Friends. And that concert's on December 13th at 7 o'clock. And those tickets in advance are $15 for adults and $5 for students. And the day of, you add $5 to the ticket.
Now, have you had a Charlie Brown program previously?
We did do it last year also, yes.
And
it's a really fun, fun concert, a very jazzy, just fun music.
And I'm thinking that might be one that kids might really enjoy, because they probably know a lot of that music.
Yes. Yeah.
So come and celebrate together with your family. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's December. But now let's look ahead to 2020. I almost don't like to say that, but 2020 is almost here, and you have already been planning for that.
We are. We have our season planned. We're going to do our season package just a little differently this year. We're going to announce 6 months at a time. So we, by December 1st, we will have January through June to announce, and you can buy that those season tickets, or you can buy individual tickets by December 1st. So be watching for our 2020 announcements.
Okay, so if we buy... go ahead, Dee.
And with that, we have gift certificates available. Makes a great Christmas present.
Mm-hmm. And if we buy a package, does that save a few dollars?
It does.
Okay.
And all of that will be announced by December 1st.
Okay. And again, I'm guessing that's going to be on your website, on your Facebook, on Instagram, whatever those formats are, you can find out too. And then you could come down to one of those Christmas programs and also purchase those season passes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
So lots of opportunities, Dee. So how do you decide, you know, when you look ahead, even 6 months, how do you decide? Where do you get the information and make a decision about this is what we want to offer?
We try to do something, a variety. So we'll do a country and a rock and a jazz and just try to make a variety that way. And then we look at routing schedules, who is going to be in the Nebraska, Missouri, Northern Iowa areas. So that helps cut down on the cost we pay. Mm-hmm. If they're already in the area, we don't have to pay so much travel expenses.
Sure.
Lots of times people give us suggestions.
That was kind of good. That's kind of where I was going with the next question. Like, you make these decisions all by yourself, or you have input from other people?
Other people give me the ideas all the time.
Good.
So if you have one, share it with me.
Okay, because sometimes we might have heard somebody in another venue, maybe even in another state, and say, this is somebody that people really enjoyed, and we should try and get that person here or that group here, because sometimes you do have groups. Yeah. So as I recall, and I'm thinking, Dee, I asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again. You used to have dances with local musicians on a somewhat regular basis. Do those happen at all anymore?
The Opry shows are not helping. The people that set that up for us, moving all the tables and chairs and setting the sound equipment, have moved out of the area.
Okay.
And that...
So there's an opportunity if somebody really likes that kind of music and that kind of event and are willing to put a little energy into it, hey, they should talk to you.
That's right. It took about 10 to 12 hours of volunteering to set all that up.
Okay, so, good to know.
If anybody wants to keep it going, well, I'd gladly talk to them.
Okay. Now, we've been talking about programs and event kinds of things, but the Opera House is available. I know that there are groups that have meetings there, and I don't know, what about weddings?
Yes. We do weddings, business meetings, conferences, Christmas parties, family reunions, birthday parties, whatever you want. We have a conference room that seats about 40, and the auditorium, depending on how we arrange it with tables and chairs, can seat around 100 for a dinner, up to 300 for our shows.
Okay. So it's good to know we have those opportunities that if you're looking for a place to do an event, well, you might want to check out the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. It is a lovely place to be. And it might just fit your needs. So, Dee, remind us again about the event on the 16th.
We have Christian pop artist Josh Wilson coming on Saturday, November 16th. The show starts at 7. Tickets are $20 or $30. And you can call me at 641-418-8037. Or our website, CorningOperaHouse.com, has all of our latest information.
Great. Thank you so much to Dee Heaton for informing us of what's going on at the Corning Opera House Cultural Center. And until next time, here's a thought. Some things are up to us, and some things are not up to us. Differentiating the two are crucial.